Gracias, señor.
Thank you, Mr. Co-President. On behalf of Cuba, I would like to reiterate our support to the management of the co-chairs, and we would like to thank you for organizing this important social forum mandated by a resolution presented by our country, which received the backing of a significant number of co-sponsors. All of us are deeply committed to combating poverty and inequality. We particularly appreciate the initial remarks and the outstanding and well-informed presentations from the panelists. The social forum represents a single forum for a respectful dialogue on human rights, and we hope that its characteristic constructive spirit will be emulated in other parts of the council. Sir, the COVID-19 pandemic has heightened inequalities in Latin America and the Caribbean, which is the most unequal region in the world. 30% of Latino and Caribbean populations do not have access to medical services for merely financial reasons. Expectations are that the pandemic will lead to the greatest economic crunch in the history of the region, with a total reduction of 9% of local GDP and an increase of poverty estimated at 45 new million people who would plunge into poverty. And this figure is to be added to the over 186 million people that were already living in poverty prior to the emergence of the pandemic. And that situation was the result of failed neoliberal policies. Projections are that at least 18 million additional people will be left without a job. And this is according to conservative data from our region. These devastating effects show how sorely multilateralism and cooperation are needed, how essential it is to share our resources and our experience, as we are doing here. That is essential to tackle these common challenges. Without eradicating poverty, there will be no sustainable development. Without sustainable development, there will be no true enjoyment of human rights. Only the hegemonic elites would be able to enjoy human rights. These would be people that keep on accruing wealth even in the midst of an economic crisis, to the detriment of the majority of the peoples.